Yesterday's bombing emphasized an apparent shift in tactics for the groups opposing the U.S. occupation of Iraq. At first, the opposition focused on American soldiers, but now they're striking civilian targets. The U.N. bombing comes 2 weeks after that attack on the Jordanian embassy that Ivan mentioned. NPR's Eric Westerveld has more.
Before the U.N. bombing, military leaders had insisted for weeks that there'd been no significant change in the tactics and scale of the daily attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq. Yes, officials admitted, the kinds of explosives used were growing more sophisticated. But the general trend, they said, hadn't changed. Small groups of holdouts were going after American patrols or convoys using small arms, grenades, and improvised explosives. But the UN and Jordanian embassy bombing, says the Brookings Institution's Mike O'Hanlon, signal a shift to classic terrorist tactics. The bombings seem well-planned, not random, with the attackers showing no reluctance to kill civilians.
Using truck bombs, going after softer targets, broadening beyond the American targets to going after UN and Jordanian targets and even Iraqis as well. And so it's a very regrettable development because it means we have now more to worry about, more potential targets to try to protect, and a broader array of tactics now being adopted by whoever's doing this.
It's too early to tell who's doing this, and no one has claimed responsibility. There are certainly hundreds of explosives experts among the ranks of fallen Baathists and former Iraqi security agents. But some terrorism experts believe the two recent car bombings in Baghdad have all the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda or other radical Islamists. They're going after high-profile, lightly guarded or soft targets and aim to inflict maximum damage.
It is possible that groups either part of Al-Qaeda or affiliated with Al-Qaeda have been able to infiltrate Iraq because the borders are porous and the level of insecurity is so high.
That's Professor Martha Crenshaw, a terrorism expert at Wesleyan University. She says there are signs Iraq is becoming a magnet for anti-U.S. jihadists from across the Middle East, radical foreign fighters who were apparently able to easily infiltrate Iraq's long, porous borders. Pentagon officials say their Iraqi border protection plan relies heavily on standing up more Iraqi police.
I think they're going to have to train some Iraqi police really, really, really fast because apparently the borders are almost completely unprotected and unregulated. Anybody can get back and forth, as we've already seen when we were pursuing people who were supposed to be associated with Saddam Hussein who were fleeing into Syria.
Whoever is behind the bombings, they signal a harder line by anti-U.S. forces in Iraq, says Thomas Donnelly. The American Enterprise Institute National Security Fellow says the move away from targeting only American combatants is now firmly established.
It does indicate that from the viewpoint of the resistance, as you will, as you might call it, in Iraq, the distinction between friend or foe is pretty marked. It basically, anybody who's not helping to drive the United States out of Iraq is a potential target.
The UN might seem like an unlikely target, given their humanitarian work and the body's bitter dispute with the U.S. over how to best disarm Saddam Hussein. But Islamists have a long hatred of the UN, and going after the world body, experts say, aims to further undermine security in Iraq and Western interests in general. The attack killed Sergio Vieira de Mello, a highly regarded veteran UN diplomat. His death, says the Brookings Institution's Mike O'Hanlon, might actually end up galvanizing stronger international support for the U.S.-run occupation.
Now the international community is going to be more apt to see itself as under attack in a very direct and personal way because this was a man who was admired and known by everyone from the United States to Britain to France to Germany to countries that have not been so happy with what we're doing and not been so delighted at what the Americans are up to in Iraq.
Speaking in Baghdad shortly before the UN bombing, Republican Senator John McCain said the U.S. needs more troops in Iraq to handle the continued attacks and instability. The Pentagon has no current plans to add to the some 130,000 troops on the ground. But the military does plan to rotate lighter, more mobile ground forces into Iraq, troops who may be facing a new kind of threat when they arrive. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Washington.